And between a couple of counties, maybe three or four counties at the most, they've made an agreement between two states and the District of Columbia, and they've branched out. You buy a Metro card, and it's good not just on Metro Rail, it's good on Metro Bus, it's good on the special tourist buses, it's good all over that vast megalopolis that extends into those two states. When and how are we going to wake up to the fact that people aren't going to be interested in the high-speed rail if they can't get to it easily, and they want to buy one card, pay with it, and it takes them wherever they want to go. With the Metro, you load it with money, it debits it appropriately for where you did go, so you're not paying for stuff you're not using. But you don't have to think about it, you just keep going, keep going, keep going. That's what we need to see here. Between all of these different rail systems, it's a turf ego. We've got to get past that somehow and say, let's make an overarching Metro district for California, for Southern California. And whether you're riding the Blue Bus in Santa Monica or the trolley in San Diego, it's the same card, and you don't have to think about it.
Other comments? Yes.
Ted Nguyen with the OCTA. I know that Will Kempton announced earlier a demonstration project for a higher speed rail as a vice chair of the High Speed Rail Authority. Can you give us an update on that? And when could residents, business people in Southern California expect to experience higher speed rail and get a feel of a true vision of high speed rail in Southern California?
The higher speed rail is not what we're involved in. The High Speed Rail Authority is involved in. We're involved in the high speed rail as was passed by Prop 1A. Well, we hope on our project, we hope to break ground in 2012, 2015 to have something operational. In terms of the whole system, I'm sure others have talked about the build out of the system taking until 2030 or so. To your point, however, that any transportation modality that involves rail and convenience for the consumer and also involves more ridership, where younger people and others are getting used to riding public transportation, particularly rail transportation, is a positive thing in terms of ultimate support for what we're trying to do is build a system from San Diego all the way up to San Francisco. But Will would be better.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask him.
Right. Somebody hasn't spoken. Let's see. Yes, ma'am.
I think we have the purpose of having had this session convened was around a study that is an excellent study and speaks to particular audiences. I think maybe what we need to do is translate this document into street and get the word out on the street.
Good point. Other? Yes, sir.
Well, I can speak loud enough. Don't worry about it. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Earlier,
go ahead and introduce yourself. I know you spoke. Yeah. Introduce yourself again.
Stephen Penover again. He was ours. I'm an engineer by trade, so I've been watching progress moving, project slow down, and spend money and didn't get anywhere. I brought up the high-speed rail of Texas Triangle, Florida, Fox, different areas, and the farmers finally said, to heck with it, we don't want it, and they spent millions and millions. In California, I really believe we have a lot of barriers. We need to get in a forum panel, both sides, the Democrat, the Republican, and the independent, all of them, one forum to help the economy to move it. Anytime you build any infrastructure facility, it enhances the economy. It helps people to move. Especially because I'm one of the passion I have is move people in disaster, get egress. In every way, it's good. Why don't we go back again as you get them? We need to get a forum, get them all together. We need to communicate with one another in one room, saying that once and for all, let's get it up. We have a lot of barriers. Now, once again, earlier Mike presented PPP. Well, it can't be done unless we make it feasible for the investor. Now, I would not, if I'm an investor, I would not want to invest because there are a lot of uncertainties, a lot of barriers. The 30% design doesn't cover all of that guarantee that I'm going to take on. So when are we going to solve these problems? We need to get together, all of us, unanimously say, okay, this is it. We're going to stop fooling around. And this is the problem in California.
Well, it is certainly a challenge. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this may be a little bit...
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Christian Sharon Green and Associates. It's maybe a little off the wall, but just cutting to the heart of the question of political will and community support. I mean, I found it striking. Mayor Pringle said, you know, he had never ridden high-speed rail until he went to France. When I interviewed Quentin Kopp, who was the original chairman of the High-Speed Rail Authority, the idea came to him from having ridden, gone on a vacation with his son to France. I mean, crazy idea, but why not, you know, hold a lottery with an all-expenses-paid trip to Paris or Madrid or Tokyo with the requirement that you have to ride a high-speed rail train and document your voyage, mm-hmm. you know,
speak to
Phyllis's point, engage young people who can do it in an innovative, creative way, and make ambassadors out of people who are former opponents, because I just think there's a big fear of the unknown, and it's something that's entirely foreign to people who haven't traveled abroad, haven't taken high speed rail.
Well, you know what? That's a fascinating idea, and I think, you know, just like when we started recycling, old guys like I am, we didn't recycle, but we learned it from our kids, because our kids would get on our case, Dad, you can't do that, you can't throw that bottle in the garbage, you got to put it in the recycle bin. Same thing, by educating young people and making them, having them go abroad, giving them an opportunity to ride high-speed rail, having them come back and do their video presentation. That's an interesting idea. I think we're about to conclude here. I can see Sarah over there, and she had promised to end a bit early. But let me just conclude with a remark with respect to political will, that all of you in the room are interested in high-speed rail. You wouldn't be here if you were interested in high-speed rail. And all of you in the room are leaders in some capacity. And one of the challenges that I hear all the time is, well, you know, you should do something about it. Well, you know, people in the business community or your local elected leader or in government or wherever you may be, not-for-profit organizations, is it, if you think this is part of the vision and you think you want to leave a legacy, this is a great legacy project, but it doesn't happen unless people decide, you know, look it, I'm going to devote time, attention, and spend some of my either real or political capital to make it happen for my kids, my grandkids, because this is, as I said before, this is a project that requires vision and requires sacrifice on our part. You know, some of us will see the train go from Anaheim or maybe even San Diego all the way up through San Francisco in the year 2030, maybe Sacramento 2030. But for most of us, it's going to be a sacrifice right now for other folks. And it's our responsibility to take that leadership role and not just point to somebody else and say, you know, really, you should do something about it. So having said that, I'll turn it back over to Sarah for any concluding remarks. And thank you very much. Appreciate your attention.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you for taking the time to facilitate this discussion. How many people found it helpful? Do you think we should continue this, maybe meet again in the late fall and catch up as to get updated as to what has happened in the last few months? Because it's a very fluid process. Things are changing daily. Things have probably changed today. And anyway, so I'll get the white paper and survey out to you. Make sure we have your contact information. If you didn't check in, I know a few people, there was a line and you didn't want to wait in line. But if you could make sure we have your contact information so we can get in touch with you. And we'll keep, you know, 21st century technology, there's no excuse not to keep in touch, right? So thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
Good job.